You've probably tried it all: high carb, low carb, no carb, high fat, low fat, no fat, whatever. There's tons of diets out there. And one of the latest ones doing the rounds for quite some time now has been the carnivore diet. And this is actually something that's been done a lot now by athletes. And whilst I don't have an issue with trying every different diet just to get it out of your system and see what it's like, because ultimately, I mean, those who know me know where I stand in terms of diets. If you are trying to lose weight, you have to be in a calorie deficit of some sort. In some way, however you want to create it, it doesn't matter. You need to be in a calorie deficit. You need to be burning more calories than you are consuming. And vice versa if you want to put on weight. But it's not always about weight loss or weight gain for people. And also, I understand that it's about convenience, right, for a lot of people. And also, some people just genuinely know and feel that they have more energy or less energy eating in a particular way or another particular way, whatever. However, when it comes to training, there is just one law that you cannot overcome. I haven't met a single athlete who has been able to get around this law and this principle, and no matter what type of a diet they follow. And that law, that principle is that when you engage in high intensity activity or sports, the body's preferred source of fuel is carbohydrates. And if there is no carbohydrates available for the duration and the intensity of training or workout or sport that you're going to be doing, you will 100% have a drop in performance. You will hit a wall. You will not be able to perform to your potential. And the thing with the carnivore diet, which a lot of people are following these days, is that it has no carbs, right? That's the premise of the diet. Just meat and fats, essentially. So you get a lot of athletes following the carnivore diet, and lo and behold, when it comes time to actually step up the intensity, get some rolls in, get some wrestling in, get some sparring in, turn up to competition day and actually perform, they will be okay for the first 2 minutes, and then they're done. And the reason is very simple. Like I just mentioned, when intensity level goes up, the body's requirement for carbs as a primary source of fuel also goes up. Why? Because carbs are readily available and very easy to break down to convert into fuel, right? It's a very quick process. Whereas fat is a very slow process. The trade-off you have is that carbohydrate stores are relatively shorter, relatively lower to fat stores. They finish quicker, but it's a quicker generation and higher power output that you can bring about when burning carbs as fuel. Alternatively, if it's something that you're going to be doing that isn't of a high intensity and is going to go on for a while, like a marathon, then fat stores is something that you're going to be more heavily reliant upon, and it doesn't matter as much. Now, even in marathons, athletes try and regularly, and other endurance events for that matter, athletes try and regularly replenish and continue to have a regular intake of carbohydrates. That's how important it is. So even though there are endurance events where there is more reliance on fat stores, right, and the aerobic system to generate the fuel required for that performance, still, they will try and have plans in place to have a continuous inflow of carbohydrates. Now, here's how you can change things if you are an athlete who wants to follow a carnivore diet, so that if you don't turn up to training and just get through the warm-up, a couple of drills, and then by the end of the first round of rolling or sparring, you're basically done. What you need to do is 30 minutes, 20, 30 minutes before you actually turn up to training, before training's about to start, you need to get some sort of a fast-acting, fast-digesting carbohydrate in your system, preferably glucose, not fructose, preferably. This is just my experience and my opinion. I feel like when I have an intake prioritize glucose instead of fructose, meaning like fruit sugars, anything that comes from fruits. I feel like it digests better, it digests faster, and I just feel like my performance is better. But to each their own. Regardless, whatever you do, you need to have some sort of a fast-acting, fast-digesting carbohydrate in your bloodstream, ready to go when training session starts. And so, about 20, 30 minutes before I turn up to training, I will have half a bottle of Gatorade. So for every hour of training, you want to have about 50 to 60 grams of carbs. Obviously, it depends really how intense your training session is going to be. But as a general rule of thumb, 50 to 60 grams for every hour of hard training. So if what you're doing is going to go for 2 hours, then it needs to be over the course of 2 hours, you need to have about 100 to 120 grams of carbs, right? So I will have half that bottle, which is about 25, 30 grams of carbs, on the way into training. Then during warm-ups, as warm-ups start and, you know, all the way through the training session, all the way to when sparring would start or rolling would start, obviously you get intermittent breaks. And that's when I continue to have the rest of the bottle of the Gatorade. So throughout the session, there's just a constant in-stream of fast-acting, fast-absorbing carbohydrates, glucose, in my system. And I can tell you, I notice a distinct difference on days where I forget to do this, or where I mess this up a little bit, or I mess up the timing, right? I feel a distinct difference when I don't do it. So that's as far as the intake in relation to the session itself. Very simple, very straightforward. What I also strongly recommend to you guys who follow a carnivore diet is to make sure you finish that intense training session also with another round of carbs and protein together to help replenish your carbohydrate stores ASAP, your intramuscular carbohydrate stores. So the carbs that are stored within the muscle get depleted at the end of training sessions. Or, you know, maybe not completely, but they're depleted to a degree. The faster you can top up and keep this store topped up, the faster the totality of the recovery process can start and be completed, right? All the processes that are required. So one of the processes that happens during the recovery phase is to make sure, the body wants to make sure that carb stores within the muscles are topped up ASAP, because this is important for us in terms of just survival historically, right? It's inbuilt into us. It's because if there is some sort of a danger where we need to run away or fight something off then and there, and that will go for longer than 10, 12 seconds, then those carb stores are the very first stores the body calls upon to be able to do that. So when those stores are depleted off the back of a hard training session, the first thing, one of the first things the body tries to do is top up those stores again. And if you can help the body by giving it carbs and protein together, why together? Because when they are together, the process of replenishing it actually speeds up. It's a little bit more efficient, a little bit more faster. When you have carbs and protein together, this process happens faster, happens quicker, and you can recover faster for your next session, especially if you are somebody who has double sessions in one day. So those are my recommendations to you if you're somebody who follows a carnivore diet and wants to still continue to do that diet because you feel better through the day or whatever, but you don't want to sacrifice any performance-related issues in training or on competition day.